It's a very challenging gospel, and our Lord looks at us and says, the road is wide that leads to perdition, and many find it. But the road that leads to heaven is narrow, and few find it. How narrow that road, how hard that road. And I was thinking we could talk about that, we could philosophize about that, we could speculate about that, or we could just kind of consider examples who've actually lived it. When you think about St. Aloysius Gonzaga, he's this young kid who gave up his huge inheritance and birthright to his brother and entered the religious order of the Jesuits in the 1500s. And then he's working in the hospital, he's about 20 years old, 25 years old. And then he gets the terrible plague that hit most of the known world at that time. And he's suffering, and he's only 20 years old-ish. And it just seems life's really not fair. And if I were St. Aloysius, I might have written a letter to my mom telling how miserable my life was, how not fair it was. And this is what St. Aloysius writes to his mom, much better than I ever thought to address my mom. "It is my earnest prayer, most noble lady," he's already lost me, "that you may enjoy the grace of the Holy Spirit, you, while I'm in the hospital, that you may enjoy the grace of the Holy Spirit and his eternal consolation. I had lately hoped, indeed, that I would have completed this journey before now. If charity and love consist, like St. Paul says, in weeping with those who mourn and in rejoicing with those who rejoice, then you should derive immense joy, most noble mother, from the fact that God, in his love and kindness for you, is bestowing on me the one true joy and the assurance that I shall be free from the fear of ever losing it. Consider again and again, most noble lady, this infinite mercy of God, and be careful never to make little of it, as you undoubtedly would if you were to lament as though he were dead for one who is living in the sight of God." Y'all got that? That you would lament. Don't lament as if I were dead, one who you know will be living in the sight of God. There he will give you the help of his intercession. I'll give you the help of my intercession much more effectively than when I was with you in life. Our separation will not be long. We shall meet again in heaven. United in assurance of our salvation, we shall together enjoy eternal happiness, praising God with all the energy of our souls. He takes from us that life which he gave us for a time, for no other purpose than to restore it to us, freed of all care and anxiety, and to endow us with those gifts which have been the objects of our hope. I've said all this in my earnest hope that you, most noble lady, and all my family will regard my death as a joyful gift of God, and you will give me your maternal blessing as I cross this sea towards that shore where all my hopes are centered. I've said all this the more readily because there is no other way in which I can express to you so clearly the love and filial reverence which I owe you, my dear mother." That's a narrow road, and I think few find it. When you think of this life and the logic with which we look upon this life, we need all the material possessions we can have. We look for every comfort. We look for every delight and pleasure. We hide from pain and suffering, and we complain over so many little things. Sometimes we ask ourselves, "Lord, am I on the wrong road? Am I on the wide, easy road, or seeking to be on it and complaining when you put me on this narrow road?" We ask the Lord to guide us. We ask St. Aloysius to intercede for us, that we would always be ready to embrace the narrow road. It's not so comfortable. And not be afraid when our Lord gives us more exposure to it at times, that our hearts might be always prepared to resist the temptations to cling to the wrong things and be free from those things to embrace the path that leads to him. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.